Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taylor's rumored boo doubles down on controversial statement. Blue Ivy steals the show at Beyoncé's weekend concert. Morgan Wallen's reign on the charts continue, and we learn slang from around the world thanks to Labyrinth and Nicole Santiago. Hope you all had a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's Tuesday, May 30th, and we're back with some drama. Matty Healy is making headlines again. His latest words continue to rub people the wrong way. The 1975 frontman was asked about his recent racist comments on a podcast, and his answer doubles down on the controversy. Matty Healy told The New Yorker that people don't care that he mocked Asian people, made fun of Ice Spice, or claimed that he watched violent and racist pornography. He said, "You're either deluded or you're, sorry, a liar. You're either lying that you are hurt or you're a bit mental for being hurt." This comes on the heels of his rumored romance, Taylor Swift, releasing a remix with Ice Spice and bringing her out at her concert to perform Karma.
Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen coming straight home to me.
Swifties have voiced their concern over their fave being associated with Healy. As for Healy, he seems unconcerned. For all the latest, head to billboard.com. Now let's move on to news everyone loves to hear. Beyoncé is killing it on tour. It was a big weekend for Beyoncé's tour overseas. As Blue Ivy took the stage, Selena Gomez and the Jenners caused the stir, and Tina gets some love. If you were in Paris and not at Beyoncé's Renaissance tour, what were you doing? The crowd was over the moon as Beyoncé's daughter, Blue Ivy, joined her in silver, and the crowds also sparkled. Kylie and Kris Jenner attended in Paris, though Kylie needs to work on her heated lyrics a little bit. Also at that show was Megan Thee Stallion and Selena Gomez, who apparently yelled at security, and people are still trying to find out why. It seems as if she was being like her friend Taylor and just saying, "Leave the fans alone." Dua Lipa attended the show in the UK, where Beyoncé did a tribute to the late Tina Turner of River Deep, Mountain High. It's time to talk about the charts. Morgan Wallen continues to dominate. Morgan Wallen continues to make history on our charts. Morgan Wallen spends his 12th week at the top of the Billboard 200 charts with One Thing at a Time, making it the most weeks at number one for a country album in over 30 years. It surpasses the 11-week reign of Taylor Swift's Fearless in 2008 to 2009. But it's not yet caught up to Billy Ray Cyrus's Some Gave All, which notched 17 weeks at number one in 1992. Elsewhere on the chart, we have two top 10 debuts, as Dave Matthews' Band earns its 14th top 10 with Walk Around the Moon at number five. And Ghost logs its fourth top 10 as Phantomime bows at number seven. Over on the Hot 100, Morgan Wallen holds onto the top spot with Last Night, while Bad Bunny sees a top 10 debut landing at number eight with his latest Where She Goes.
What's up, y'all? Billboard is coming to Nashville to do a question and answer with me at the Country Summit, and you can get your tickets now. Get your tickets, come see me. I'll be talking that.
Now we move on to the educational portion of the show. We caught up with Labyrinth, and he taught us some of his favorite slang.
Hey guys, my name is Labyrinth, and this is my favorite British slang. First one is head top. If you come into my studio and you hear a banging beat, I'm gonna be like, "Yo, what do you think of this song?" And you go, "Head top." And that means like, it's so crazy that it's taking your head off. We got a mud ting. And this one makes me laugh because my missus, she grew up in Denmark and she thought we were actually saying mud, but Patois, Jamaicans, would say mad as mud. It's a mud ting, cuz. And so when you say mud, it means that it's a crazy thing. This thing is wild. So we say popping off. So let's say Labyrinth after Coachella, people are like, "This guy's popping off." that means that your success is growing, or people are starting to kind of see who you are.
Way up in the clouds somewhere now, don't know.
From the UK to South America, Nicole Ciñago broke down her favorite slang from Peru.
Hola, yo soy Nicole Ciñago y estas son mis frases favoritas de Perú. Mi frase favorita peruana creo que tendría que ser qué palta, que significa como uy, como that sucks, como qué palta. Al final palta es avocado en Peru, so I don't know, that's random, but I really like it. Y otra podría ser qué chévere. Chévere lo utilizamos mucho. I really like that one too. Huevón, huevona. We say that a lot. It's like, hey dude, what's up dude? Yeah.
Ooh, I got a lot of slang to use. That's it for today. Make sure to come back tomorrow to see which songs are trending on Twitter, and we break down the songs making a comeback thanks to TikTok. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.